In recent years, a number of initiatives have been launched to test the reproducibility of published scientific data. Mostly, they're operating within specific scientific domains, like the Cancer Reproducibility Project that we reported on here on the eLife podcast back in 2014. Now, Brazilian researcher Olavo Amaral is going a step further and launching a reproducibility initiative that, for the first time, aims to assess performance at the level of his whole country.
We're trying to get as much of a representative sample as we can of Brazilian biomedical science. We're from Brazil, and I mean, we're interested in how the country is doing. So we're taking a random sample of Brazilian articles from the last 20 years in the life sciences, constrained by method, because of course we have to do things that our lab network can perform to actually repeat them in multiple labs to see how reproducible the original finding is.
How many laboratories are going to repeat each of the studies?
We put out an open call for laboratories within Brazil. We currently have more than 70 labs actually engaged in the initiative. The idea would be to have each result replicated in at least three laboratories, so we'll get a feeling of the intra-lab variation.
So how is this going to lead ultimately to an improvement in standards of science, both in Brazil and also internationally? In other words, what are you going to do with these results once you've got them?
Yeah, well, we hope it will. We can promise. But I think first of all, it's important to talk about the subject. Just actually having the project happening, I think, does make a difference in raising the debate about the problem. We've been having reasonable media exposure in Brazil. So, I mean, just having a lot of people discussing this, I think, is already a plus. Once we have the results, one, we can get a better estimate what is our reproducibility. It is hard to compare, because it's not like we have a lot of statistics from other countries, so we'll be like the first country to actually try to do that nationally. But I think we can also try to assess what predicts reproducibility, what kind of findings are more reproducible, what findings are less. Are there features of the study, of the method, of the researcher that count and can help predict what is reproducible, what is not? And I think that's actually very useful for agencies that fund science, for institutions who develop science, to try to actually like have a better way to assess the literature that does not count only impact how much a paper is cited, but also what are the chances of this finding actually being reproduced in other laboratories.
Because obviously funding is a sensitive subject in all countries, but it's especially a sensitive subject in Brazil, because recently, hasn't the government passed some kind of legislation suggesting that you're going to be on the same scientific spend annually for the next 20 years?
It's only getting worse. We have a cap on public spending for the next 20 years, but we're actually getting cut. The funding for the Ministry of Science and Technology has just been cutting around 40% a few weeks ago. Funding is about a third of what it was some years ago. So, I mean, it's really unpredictable in terms of how it's going. And to us, it's a very sensitive issue. On the other hand, I mean, that I think raises the question that we have to spend as wisely as possible. So I think it's important to study ways to better direct this funding.
And when's the study going to report? When are you aiming to be finished by?
Probably 2021. We're starting experiments in the second half of the year. There's a lot of labs, so I mean, they'll have different rhythms. So each lab is supposed to do between like 3 and 6 experiments. I would suppose that will happen over the course of a year maybe, and it will probably be like perhaps early 2021.
And given the Parlus political and funding situation in Brazil at the moment, is this a securely funded initiative? As in, you're not going to get halfway through this and then half the labs get their funding pulled and the project never gets finished?
Yeah, we actually have private funding for this. We're funded by the Serra Pilheira Institute, which is a private funder which aims to fund science in Brazil. We do have the money already. We are not exactly sure how many experiments can we do with it, because I mean, we still have to figure out some logistics and some costs. But we're pretty sure that we can do at least 60 experiments in 3 different labs. Our aim is to get to 100. We'll have to see if our budget goes that far.
Olavo Amaral, he's at the University of Rio de Janeiro, and hopefully he'll be back in 2021 to tell us how he's got on.